Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
There's a new list out this morning, a ranking of the best fast food French fries.
Oh.
They ranked 21 different franchises. They put In-N-Out as number one.
Oh, no.
Why?
Oh, no.
Even I know that's wrong.
Why? Unless it's the animal style. Even if it's just their old-fashioned potato fries?
See, I love their fries. I feel like they taste very just pure. They just taste
well,
like
that's, you know what's funny, Katie? They're supposed to taste like that. Their fries taste how they're supposed to taste because they got rid of all the
so they taste like dirt?
No,
yeah,
like
essentially.
Potato.
Dirt
they
potato.
Taste like they got rid of all the stuff and the additives that American French fries have been pumping into their fries for so long to get that perfect taste.
Oh, yeah.
So they kind of taste how they should, and unfortunately, a lot of Americans don't like that.
No.
Or I guess they do.
I don't know if I've ever had them. I don't, maybe. I went to In-N-Out, I think it was once, in San Diego.
Well, they're made in, like, the beef tallow oil again or whatever, instead of all the other, like, the McDonald's
that's
stuff.
Actually
that
what I soak my hands in every night to keep them soft.
Good.
Yeah, that's how you do
you
it.
Shake Shack came in second.
Those are good.
I had Shake Shack a couple weeks ago. It was pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Freddy's Frozen Custard came in third.
Oh,
Bojangles.
I love Freddy's.
What's Bojangles? That came in fourth. And then Chick-fil-A, fifth. And I will tell you guys, I've had the old Chick-fil-A fries a couple times. In the past month or so, they changed them. You know,
they changed them
for the DoorDash customers so they stay crispier longer. And there's something about them. I feel like they're dusted with sawdust or something.
They've changed them.
They're unsettling. It's funny. McDonald's came in second as far as the worst fries.
Which is crazy.
Crazy talk, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's just nostalgia or what, and I grew up. That was, first of all, McDonald's was the only fast food spot in the little town of 7,000 I grew up in for forever.
So that's all you had.
It's all we had. But also, it's just when you talk about French fries, that's a one. I mean, McDonald's does it right, right?
Well, how is Arby's not on that list?
Okay,
let me see.
Arby's
curly fries?
Oh, my God.
Number eight, yeah.
Okay.
And you're right, Arby's Curly Fries, the bomb diggity, man.
Dude, I'm like,
that in the horsey sauce.
Yeah.
Arby's is pretty underrated. Arby's has some good stuff, man.
Yeah, jalapeno, Bronco berry sauce.
Probably.
The Jamocha shake.
Tell me more.
Jamocha, be kidding me.
Oh, my God. They do have the beef, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Their chicken nugget things, the Arby's...
Good. Plus, you're right, Jared. The horsey sauce.
Underrated. Oh.
We shouldn't be sleeping on Arby's the way we are.
And you go get like a sandwich. Like they have those sandwiches on like actual sandwich bread.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to get a burger or
something.
They're
like turkey and ham and cheese sandwiches. The Market Fresh.
Also, Market Fresh. It's so fresh.
They're gyros.
I can't get enough of the freshness.
They got gyros.
Oh, gyros for taste.
Yum.
Oh,
yeah.
And I believe they're bringing back that chicken cordon bleu sandwich.
Are they?
Like
chicken cordon bleu!
Oh,
no! Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave the parking lot of Arby's. There's far too much moaning going on in the parking lot
you
of
rub
the
ham
chicken cordon
on the chicken.
Bleu all
the
over
ham
yourself.
On the chicken!
It's so good,
How about
though?
You guys? I need to go take a nap.
Take a walk.
Is
that good for you?
That was good. Anyway, any others on there? Nah, I don't care about any others. Let's contact Chick-fil-A, though, and get them to get those fries back to the way they were.
Fix them.
Change them back.
Fix them now. All right, so I'm going to tell you what happened here at the radio station yesterday that kind of pissed me off a little bit.
He got all worked up over it,
I was pretty fired up, and I didn't really say anything in the moment, but I went back to our office and was complaining like crazy to Katie Cat.
He was.
As you know, fathers get the shaft as it is for Father's Day, right? A lot of people even forgot it's this Sunday.
I know. It's so sad. Like, we put so much effort into Mother's Day, right?
We had the Mix 100 Mother's Day Diamond Dive.
I know.
Where we gave away a $10,000 ring to one lucky mom.
What are we doing this weekend for you and the fathers, Jer?
We're playing Denver's Best Music.
Crickets.
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 Aww.
Nothing.
Buddy.
For Father's Day.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I mean, we hid that diamond ring in a gigantic cake
for
these moms. And I suggested, why don't we put a Traeger out in the forest and let the
did.
Men go out into the forest and find the Traeger? How great would that be?
It would have been great.
That'd be
it's
sick.
The Traeger dive. All right. No, nothing. Nothing came of anything for Father's Day here.
Mm.
And the old stereotypical, you know, you get mom, you know, beautiful flowers and lovely gifts for Mother's Day, and then Dad gets the coffee mug and the tie, right?
And a barbecue.
And then we
right?
usually have to barbecue our own food.
We have to cook our own food.
So it did not surprise me in the least yesterday when we walked out to our kitchen area. We have got a big seating area as well next to the kitchen. And there's a nice, big Dairy Queen cake there. Yum.
Yes.
Love
ice cream
the
cake.
DQ ice cream cake filled with fudge and deliciousness. And on the top of that cake, it said, Happy Father's Day to all the dads. Aww. Happy Father's Day.
So sweet.
It was very sweet.
Right?
Beautiful cake.
It was.
Beautiful, beautiful cake. And I wandered over there to take a look at the cake. For the fathers. For Father's Day, all the dads in the office, and there are six women sitting there eating the cake.
I know, we all ate the cake, Josh. All
you
of
guys.
Us.
And not one dad at the station was alerted to the cake being here at the radio station. None of us knew. So the cake that said Happy Father's Day was being devoured by six women in the kitchen.
What is wrong with you guys?
So what had happened?
Oh,
was...
and guess who is first in line,
Front
Josh?
Front and center.
Front and center with the biggest slice.
This is just so good.
I just love ice cream cake.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
To the six ladies next to me.
The six women devoured the cake.
Yeah, we did.
Gone.
It was
I
so
walked
good.
Away. I went into the office and Katie brought her slice in and I was complaining. I almost said foul language.
Katie's
right there.
Like, I'm just going to sit
I
down.
I was fired up. I was like, what is going on in this place? This is for Father's Day and all the women lined up to eat the cake?
Okay.
And so
logically,
that one guy in the station know it was here?
Katie, logically, what went through your brain?
Okay. In cake, our defense.
Cake, is that the logic?
No, someone told me there's cake over there. And I was like,
that's what went on in her head.
I think I elbowed somebody, Josh.
Did you
like,
even
cake,
read the words,
cake.
Or does that not
no,
matter?
No, I had no idea what the cake was for. I was like, oh, we get cake. But the thing is they offer Jeremy a cake, and he's doing the no sugar, no fun. So
don't even try to defend this at all. I wandered up and was like, hey, ladies, what you doing? Why is everybody gathered around?
Rah, rah, rah.
It was an afterthought. Like, oh, Jer, would you like a slice of a cake?
No.
It's for Father's
Day. I was like,
Day.
What's this for? And she's like, it's a Father's Day cake.
Everybody got the same email. So.
Was there an email that went out yesterday?
I didn't see anything.
There was no email that
no
went out.
Email.
There was an email.
When I went back over
to all the ladies
after I was
Day.
Complaining to you in the office, there was one slice left on a plate. You and I walked out together.
We did.
There was one slice left on a plate. So that must have been when the email went out that said, hey, there's cake. And there was one slice left melting. It wasn't even in the fridge or freezer. It's sitting out on the table melting.
It's just a puddle in a plate.
If you weren't walking with me, I would have grabbed that slice too. I would have been
on
my way out. I will have slices.
Katie
too.
Eating on her way out. Happy Father's Day.
I know.
Happy Father's Day.
And I want to point out, I know, Josh, you're not a dad yet, but I did come and tell Josh there was ice cream cake.
She told
too.
Me.
I did.
After
I
it was devoured,
people.
I'm sure.
She didn't say it was a Father's Day cake.
But again,
she goes, there's ice cream cake out there.
Yeah.
There's
but you would have had cake. To go in that moment because they were ravenous on the cake. All the women
were
on that cake making it their biatch.
Jer, I feel bad for you, man. I feel bad for you.
I know.
I feel bad for me, too.
Yeah, as you should.
I do feel a little bad. But
and not
also...
to mention, you know me, I'm a germaphobe, and everyone's over there licking their fingers. Everything's sticky.
It was such good cake, Josh. Oh, my gosh.
It was such
so good
cake for Father's Day.
So I'm good. Telling you, it's like, what the frick, man?
It's not fair.
It's not fair, and I'm ticked off.
Well, and you know, those cakes melt quick, so we had to be on it. We had to eat fast. And so we couldn't wait for the dads.
You know what you had to do? You had to put it in the freezer and send out an email to all the dads in the office saying,
that's
hey,
option B.
There's
there you
a
go,
cake
Katie.
Here for Father's Day. But no, six of you decide to go off on it and jump on it like a lion on a baby deer with a broken leg.
Happy Father's Day,
I gotta
Jeremy.
Go walk around. I'm pissed. You know what I'm gonna do too? I'm gonna throw on a song right now called Greedy. I gotta go walk around a second. I'm out of here.